Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Wow, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips always, ladies and gentlemen. This is indeed the broadcast for November the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Wow. Hi, guys. I'm writing an email right here. Hi, guys. I say, I got an email from Donald Trump. Of course, it's just a mass email. Don't think it's anything special, right? And in the email, Donald Trump is begging me to help him fund his latest new ad. And he basically says, hey, Joe Biden's out of control, and he's spinning us into oblivion, and the economy's tanking under Joe, and it's horrible. He's right on that, right as rain on that reality check. But what I find fascinating is, so I say, okay, cool, that ad's awesome. I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to then see if I can't play it on the radio for you guys. So now I'm writing an email to some friends of mine, and I said, hey, why is Donald Trump begging me for money for an ad that he wants me to run? He needs to raise big money to run this thing. I'll tell you how much in a minute. And he wants to raise big money. And I'm like, why would I help him with money run this on the enemy media? I mean, he's not going to pay me to run it, is he? I'm willing to run it for free for him. Why? Because if it educates that I'm interested. I'd love Donald Trump to help me with some funding and everything, but I'm not dependent on that. I'll run it anyway, with or without funding from President Trump, if it's good, because I believe in the principles behind it, right? That's what I put my money, my time, my talent into in the first place. Whatever money and time and talent I lack or may have a little of, right? Okay? But so I emailed them and I said, why is Trump begging me for money to fund the enemy media? And, some friends write back and say, well, Trump might not really know better. And my response to that would be, great. How do we get with him and educate him and help him? Seems like he won't even let us help him, right? Well, now I've been searching for the last 30 minutes trying to get this ad where we can play it for you, ladies and gentlemen. And for the life of us, we can't. If we go with our phones, all it asks us to do is donate, donate, donate. But there's a link that says click to watch, and we click, and we can't watch it on our computer. But it will work on a phone. Very strange. So I write, hi, guys. I have been trying for the last 30 minutes to get this ad to play. I'm going to say no go. Why? Why is it that way, huh? Can you guys get this ad to play? So I can't even help him and run his ad for free. Think about that for a minute. Isn't that just strange as all get out? My team is launching our brand new ad, says Trump, and he wants me to go ahead and, help. But the only help he really wants is my cash. Save America, Donald Trump, must see new Trump ad. But when I click on the must see, there's no ad that I can see. There's no ad that I can play. Right? It's frustrating as all get out. The left is scared that millions of people will see our ad and finally know the facts that the media have been trying to cover up. Joe Biden was never fit to be president. The only way to make sure we are heard is to flood this ad. That's why President Trump is calling on you to help raise $1.5 million for our Trump ad blitz fund. Think about that. Please contribute any amount immediately. And then there's 25, 50, 100, 250, 500, 1,000, 2,000. Make this a monthly recurring donation. Trump, I can't save America without you. Sam, you're so important. You can donate an additional $50. But I don't see any, ladies and gentlemen, I don't see any link to watch this ad. And then it says Save America JFC is a joint fundraising group to make America great again pack. MAGA PAC. The proceeds will be allocated, listen carefully, the proceeds shall be allocated among the committees as follows: 90% to Save America, 10% to MAGA PAC. Yeah. There you have it. If you put in more than the legal amount, we might have to adjust that to follow laws and guidelines and rules and all that kind of stuff. But I look at this and I go, this is insane. I can't even help Trump with his ad. Why? Because I can't even find out how to play the cursed thing. All he wants is money. The only way, he says, to make sure we are heard is to flood this ad. Well, it's really hard to flood when you can't play it, folks. Which is why President Trump is calling on you, Sam, to help raise $1.5 million for our Trump ad blitz fund. And I go, wait a minute, I'm willing to maybe not help you with cash because I don't have cash. All my cash, ladies and gentlemen, is put into trying to keep what I do alive. Okay? I'm not saying they don't need money, but I'm saying, why not let me run it for free and give you more bang for your buck? Or better yet, why don't you pay me a little bit of money? Why don't you fund the friendly media, Donald? In fact, I've been waiting for your media platform to go live so we can jettison the mainstream press for years now. For months you've been telling me it's launching, but I don't see it yet. I can't join it yet. It's all talk. And so I don't mean to be super critical here, but I do mean to be real about this. All right, so we finally went on a phone and found out that the phone can play the ad. But we don't have any great way to hook a phone to the network to play the ad. So now we're going to open a mic and try and play it on the phone, and it won't be great audio, but let's see if you can at least hear it. Let's try it. Here we go.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So I appreciate it. We're glad that we played it. We kind of had to go around the barn 66 times. We tried to get better audio. It came out pretty good, actually, Cameron. Thank you so much. Cameron's doing a great job kind of behind the scenes trying to hunt this down. I'm on every commercial break trying to hunt down the audio. Everywhere we go, we can't find it. We can't do it. It's all about the money to these people. You've got to donate before you can even really watch the ad. Now you say, well, wait a minute, Sam. Well, I couldn't find it. Okay? Cameron couldn't find it on the computer. So now I asked some other people. Hey, can you find it? And we're waiting for, you know, try to make a difference on this. I mean, it's just amazing. Now the ad, I believe, is pretty good. The only real problem that I have with the ad is I don't really see what it accomplishes. It just tells you that Biden's evil. Don't vote for Biden again going forward. But right now, I don't know of a single candidate on the Republican ticket that's running for president. Do you? Cameron, do you know anybody that's running on the Republican ticket in 24? As far as I understand, Donald's toying with the idea. But Donald isn't doing it. Donald hasn't announced a bid for the presidency of the United States. I don't even know who would be running on the Republican ticket. So I appreciate that you want me to not let Joe run, you know, one time is a mistake, the second time, disaster. I agree with that fact. But when are you going to point me to solutions? When are you going to do something to help me know where to go? Know what to do, right? When are you going to help me with answers? I know the answer is just to raise $1.5 million, right? But it's amazing to me. You try to help these people and they won't even let you help them. I mean, I couldn't get the Donald Trump if my life depended on it. But he's certainly able to beg me for plenty of cash, right? I don't understand it at all. All they want is my money. They don't want to hear from me. They don't want to use my radio network or my resources in the media to make a difference. I don't understand what they're even trying to accomplish. Okay? I don't mean to be offensive here, but I look at this and I go, what is he trying to get me to do? Spend $1.5 million on an ad. But what does the ad direct me to do? It kind of hints, don't vote for Biden again. Biden will ruin the country. Once is a mistake. We're already seeing the fruits of the ruining that's been taking place. But, hey, don't let it happen again. But what is the action item in the ad? It's got a great voice. I'm sure it's got great visuals. But what in the ad is compelling to you? When we come back, I want to play the ad again because I want you to think about the questions that I'm asking. The candid, open, honest, direct, clear, concise questions that I'm asking. What is the call to action? Don't vote for Biden again. Is that the only call? Why don't they put me up a great person to vote for? Is it really worth $1.5 million of the poor taxpayers' money? Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt. And there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't mean to be offensive here, and I'm not trying to attack Donald Trump, but I am trying to really ask concise, clear, candid, honest questions. Donald Trump, quote, my team is launching our brand new ad. The only way to make sure we're heard is to flood this ad. That's why we're calling on you to help us raise $1.5 million. Yeah. For our Trump ad blitz fund. But what is the call to action in Trump's ad? Is it just don't vote for Biden? So I'm going to play the ad again. And let's see what you think. What's the call to action here that we're going to spend $1.5 million of the taxpayers' money on? Well, look, we're already struggling to pay our bills because of Biden's abuse of the inflation that's already occurring due to dishonest money that neither Trump nor Reagan were willing to call a halt of the con game with the Federal Reserve about. Okay, but now he wants me to not only take the abuse of Biden, but then fund this effort, this ad. What is the call to action? Here it is again.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, so I agree. We need strong leaders, not weak ones. I agree that Biden's ruining the country. I agree that inflation is out of control. But you know what? That's been going on since 1913 when the Federal Reserve came into being. And it's been Republicans and Democrats that have taxed and spent while inflation continues to be our hidden enemy, hidden tax, for literally 10 decades or more. And the Republicans haven't stopped it. Now they want you to believe you got to elect strong leaders. But what's the call to action, I guess? Don't vote for Joe. He's ruining the country. Vote for strong leaders. We'll tell you who the strong leaders are at another day. And you want to spend $1.5 million to get across something that most of the population already knows? Most of the population already knows that we're getting beat up at the pump, a symbol for all inflationary realities. Okay, but let's be clear. Republicans are somewhat better, but not much. Back in 1913, a silver eagle silver dollar was worth a, you know how much it was worth, Cameron? A silver eagle silver dollar back in 1913. You want to know how much it was worth? A dollar. Yes, sir. Roger that. Good work. $1. Do you know how much it's worth now? Yeah, $36 and pennies, whatever it is. 36 times. What do you want to call it? Deflation? The fake, dishonest, fiat, immoral dollar of the Federal Reserve. It takes 36 of them to buy $1. So since 1913, really close to 1970, because that's when we jettisoned the gold and silver standard. Okay, 1 to 1 back in the day. Now it's 36 to 1. And what Joe wants to do is make it worse. What the Republicans want to do is pretend they want to make it better. But they don't. What if you give Donald Trump $1.5 million, my fellow Americans, and he runs this ad all over the country in all the enemy media places? Then what? Americans go, yeah, Donald's a good guy. Biden's a thug, and Biden's ruining the country, and all we got to do is elect the Republicans to fix it. Elect the good guys, this PAC says. 2022, 2024, put the good guys in. We don't really know who the good guys are yet, but just trust you me, whatever the party, what is it, a donkey and an elephant? Is that what it is, Cameron, to represent the parties? The Republicans are the elephants, right? So we're going to go ahead and put ourselves a big old elephant on somebody's name, or somebody's name on a big old elephant. We're going to say that guy will fix it. That guy will go ahead and turn it around and change it. He might even abolish the education department, you know? Almost got me. He might even abolish the education department. Ladies and gentlemen, do you believe that? So I don't mean to be super offensive here, and I know I've got a clarion call for civility. I need to be kind about this. But how do you be kind about that? Here's my response to President Trump. Quit begging me for money. What is the call to action in your ad, sir? All right. Let me give you another example of some ads that I think are probably more worthy to play than Donald Trump's. Okay, I'm going to have to copy him over here for my good buddy Cameron to run them. But I'm gonna put these together. These ads. One's a critical race theory ad. These ads are done by guess who? Can you guess? Ammon Bundy. running for governor of the great state of Idaho. And he put together these ads, and I told him I would run them for free. Why? Because I believe they're making a difference. He's got one about critical race theory. He's got another one about my body, my choice. We're going to play these, folks. Nazi Germany. I'm adding them to the queue right now. Hold on, folks. A vaccination ad. Let's see if I can get that one. Good. I got four of them now. So, vaccination safe and effective. All right. So, I've got these ads from Ammon Bundy. Now, let me tell you the difference. I told you I had to fight for like 30 minutes and then decide to play it some weird bogus round the barn way to even play Trump's ad. As he begs me for $1.5 million so that we can fund the enemy media and play an ad with no call to action. What? Yeah, that's right. Now, I want to compare that to somebody who I believe to be an honest, true patriot, Ammon Bundy. He's running for governor. And by the way, the call to action is vote for Ammon Bundy for governor. I have endorsed him in writing and verbally. All right. Now, I'm telling you who we're voting for. I'm telling you who we're advocating you vote for. I'm giving you a clear call to action. Now, Ammon Bundy, I got talking to him and he said, oh, I got these radio ads that I cut. And I said, oh, really? Send them to me. I'd be glad to run them for you. He said, sure. Next thing you know, I get an email with these five ads attached. So Ammon Bundy took the time to create his own five ads. He then asked me as a favor to run them. He just said, hey, you know what? I got these ads and, you know, I'd love it if you'd run them. And I, absolutely. How long did it take me to get his ads? About, I don't know, just an email away. It took me probably 10 minutes to save them all out, get them all ready for air or whatever like that, right? But that's it. And I got five ads, ladies and gentlemen. And I think of the contrast. Donald Trump begging me for $1.5 million. I go there and it's nothing but a donation link. It's not even really Trump asking me for the money. It's some PAC. Why does Trump need a PAC right now? If he's just Joe Blow, can't he say donate to me? Donate to my effort? Donate to my media company? Oh, he doesn't have one. Oh, yeah, forgot about that. He's been talking about one forever, but he doesn't have one. Why don't you donate to my media company, ladies and gentlemen? That's a clear call to action. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LovingLiberty.net, LibertyRoundtable.com. Those are three incredible websites. You can donate to any of them. We'll be grateful for your donation. The call to action is for you to fund us. Why? So we can bring this news the networks refuse to use to you. It's very expensive to do so. And we're actually doing it. All right? But Ammon Bundy gave me these commercials and he said, hey, if you'd run them, that'd be great. He didn't ask me to give him a bunch of money. In fact, he didn't ask me to give him a bunch of money so I could hear them. He just said, here they are. I'm grateful for all that you can do, Sam. Wow, that's awesome that you'll run them for me. Thank you. Thank you very much. Do you see a contrast between the two, any of you? Ammon Bundy's a We the People guy. Ammon Bundy's a grassroots guy. You can actually call Ammon Bundy on the phone and talk to him. You can email him and get a response. You can go to an event and see him and shake his hand. When was the last time you went to a Donald Trump's event and got a chance to shake his hand and look him in the eye and say, how you doing, sir? Grateful for your work. Grateful for your service. The answer is Trump rolls in on a plane with big security and you can't even get near the guy. As he begs you for a bunch of cash. Ammon Bundy not doing any of that. Right? That's a big deal. That's a big difference. In my opinion. All right, hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live continues in seconds. We'll play these ads from Ammon Bundy.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests in several American cities following the Kyle Rittenhouse acquittal yesterday in his double homicide trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. At least five arrests made in New York City. Other protests broke out in Philadelphia, Portland, Oregon, and some other cities as well. Meanwhile, Rittenhouse himself spoke publicly to Fox News after his acquittal.
The jury reached the correct verdict. Self-defense is not illegal.
Rittenhouse acquitted of all counts on Friday for fatally shooting two men and wounding a third. Meanwhile, a Georgia judge has denied a defense motion for a mistrial in the Ahmaud Arbery murder case. That's the case in which a 25-year-old black man was fatally shot, three men facing charges, a lawyer for one of them saying that a mistrial is warranted because black pastors outside the courthouse were influencing the jury. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size slightly higher, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Stop me if you've heard this before, but it's the busiest travel week coming up of the... Well, okay, you've heard it before, but it is a very busy travel week with Thanksgiving coming up Thursday and some stormy weather is expected to affect a lot of people's travels. In the Midwest and later the upper Northeast, there will be heavy rain and high winds. Starting off the week, the conditions could cause air travel delays, just as tens of thousands of people across the nation are starting to head out for Thanksgiving. Travelers are advised to keep an eye on their airline's webpage to check for any possible flight delays. The IRS says almost all of the money it has seized through their criminal investigations unit over the past fiscal year was cryptocurrency, the unit recovering $3.5 billion in crypto over the fiscal year. That amounts to 93% of all its overall seizures. The Bureau is saying it expects it'll seize even more crypto next year. And this is USA Radio News.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Cameron is in the studio here taking care of business. He's the producer of Liberty Roundtable Live. Cameron, did you hear that at the end of the news right there? You're going to want to look at the bottom of the hour news. It's USA Radio News. The last little bit, did they say they were seizing crypto? Is that what that thing said? See if you could try to cue this up to play this. You might need to just play the last minute of the news right after the... So there's a three-minute news thing. There's a minute news, then a commercial, then a news. So you want to start it like 2 minutes out of the 3 minutes into the clip. But I think they were saying that crypto was seized and they're going to seize more next year. Wait a minute. I thought crypto was decentralized. I thought crypto had a blockchain where nobody could like seize anything. I thought that was the brilliancy of the digital currency. Isn't that what we've been told forever? If that's the case, how do you just seize crypto, ladies and gentlemen? I thought it was unseizable. I thought if you had your public key and your private key and somebody else had a public key and a private key, then you could transmit to them. It was decentralized. There was a blockchain. Nobody could mess with it, buddy. It was transparent. It was all good. Now you say, Sam, you're derailing from the discussion, right? Yes and no. I just heard that at the bottom of the hour. This is a live radio show, right? Okay. And so I want to see if we can play this really quick. Then we'll get back to the Ammon Bundy ads. But the headline says IRS seized $3.5 billion in cryptocurrency during fiscal 21. They say crypto-related fraud money. Huh? They expect to seize more next year. What? All right, were you able to get this, Cameron? Go ahead. All right. Anyway, we don't need to play it. I'll just have the deal here. But think about that. $3.5 billion the IRS seizes. $3.5 billion in cryptocurrency during fiscal 2021, and they expect to seize more next year. If you think your digital currency is safe, ladies and gentlemen, you got another thing coming. Wow. I thought I'd just bring that to your attention. And that was just at the bottom of the hour news, ladies and gentlemen. See the things you hear on the weekends? It's amazing what they'll admit to. But there you have it. Go look it up then if you don't believe me. IRS seize Bitcoin. And I don't mean seize like watching it. I mean seize like taking it, right? S-E-I-Z-E, seize. Okay, they took it. All right, anyway. So I'm criticizing Donald Trump a little bit right now because he's begging me for money, $1.5 million to run an ad. And I don't understand what the call to action in the ad is, except for don't vote for Biden, he's a snake. Well, you're right, but I don't know who you're recommending I vote for. In contrast, I am recommending you vote for Ammon Bundy for governor of the state of Idaho if you live in Idaho. Ron Paul and Sam Bushman both endorse Ammon Bundy for Idaho governor. I made my endorsement in writing. So anyway, in talking and supporting Ammon Bundy, talking with and supporting Ammon Bundy for governor of Idaho, he mentioned that he had some commercials. And I said, oh, man, give them to me. I'd love to run them. So let's pull them up one at a time. There's five of them. We'll play them, and then I'll talk about each one. But there's calls to action. There's understanding and education. And there's solutions. Here's number one. Just play whichever one you want, Cameron. There's five of them. We're just going to play them one at a time, and we'll talk about them.
You are a racist. Your mom is a racist. Your dad is a racist. And your entire family is racist. And you should all be punished. That's what Governor Brad Little thinks about you. So much so that he took $30 million of taxpayers' money to force critical race theory down the throats of school children, even though the Idaho legislature voted against it. This is the doctrine that teaches your children that just because they are white, they are racist. Yes, your governor, good old Brad Little, violated the Constitution law and did this while you weren't watching. Why is Governor Brad Little paying to promote radical leftist doctrine loved by Democrats like Boise Mayor McLean and sleepy Joe Biden? This is Ammon Bundy, and we need to completely reject critical race theory in Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
All right, there's the first one. Reject critical race theory. Brad Little's dishonest and violating the law. And vote for me, Ammon Bundy, because I'll help you reject critical race theory. A very clear educational message tied to a clear call to action. What more could you want from Ammon Bundy than that? He's telling you to vote for me. I will not do that. I will reject critical race theory along with you. Help me do so. And that he's pointing out people by name, all the way from the local to the governor to Joe Biden, and saying, look, these guys are not who you think they are. They're basically promoting this agenda in your schools. It's got to stop. Vote for me. I'll help you stop it. Very, very clear, concise education tied to call for action. Here's the second Ammon Bundy cut.
For decades, leftists, liberal socialists, and feminists have been screaming and crying, my body, my choice, in order to justify the premeditated murder of innocent children in the womb. However, this is a fallacious argument since science has proven and demonstrated that the baby has a separate set of DNA from the mother. If it's not your DNA, it's not your body. That is science, and you should trust the science. Remarkably, the same people who have been claiming my body, my choice for decades now want to force you to inject foreign substances into your body against your will. Obviously, they never cared about my body, my choice. They just wanted to control you and have permission to kill babies. I am Ammon Bundy, and when you elect me governor of Idaho, I will sign an executive order on day one of my governorship prohibiting abortion in the state of Idaho. Because premeditated murder of the innocent should never be legal anywhere in the world, especially Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
Again, do you wonder what the call to action is? Vote for Ammon. But he's also clearly rejecting this notion that the Democrats have been using to murder babies for decades, which is my body, my choice. I can do whatever I want. Well, what happened to them now that it's our turn? What is the deal now when we're like, hey, it's our body? Well, now there's a disconnect, right? And Ammon Bundy is literally calling them out on this. And this is really important. Here's what I see from Ammon. Okay? Listen carefully. I said to you, what is Donald Trump's call to action? And I don't really know what it is in Donald Trump's ad that he wants to raise $1.5 million for. Ammon Bundy's not asking you to raise money via some ad. He just created the ad. So what is the call to action in Trump's ad? Ammon Bundy has a clear educational solution tied directly to a clear call to action. Right? Ammon Bundy has an educational solution tied directly to a clear call to action. Do you see the difference that I'm pointing out? One is for real. The other one is nothing but games and raising money. All right, here's Ammon Bundy with the third ad that he gave. He gave me five of them. They're about a minute long, each of them. Donald Trump gave me one 30-second one that I went through pure hell to even try to play. Here's the next one from Ammon Bundy.
People in government hate to be compared to Nazi Germany, but what is going on with the COVID vaccine is very similar to the beginning of something that happened not long ago. From 1933 to 1945, Nazi Germany carried out a campaign to cleanse German society of individuals viewed as biological threats to the nation's health. Enlisting doctors, the Nazis developed a health policy that began with mass sterilization of what they called genetically diseased persons. Jews, blacks, and gypsies. With legitimacy provided by science experts, the Nazi regime carried out a program of forced sterilization, then isolation from the rest of the German population, and finally, euthanasia, that found its most radical manifestation in the death of millions of people that were considered a national health risk. Sound familiar?
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
There's the critical call to action. So here's the educational solution. Right? An educational solution. The solution is to understand that this is the road Germany went down. The vaccine reality is eerily like that. Don't go down that road. Do vote for Ammon Bundy. Ammon Bundy has an educational solution tied directly to a clear call to action. We'll come back and play these other two ads. Great stuff from Ammon Bundy. Doing a good job. We're delighted to partner with and play his ads. Listen to the wind
blow. The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman comparing Donald Trump's ad, the lack of call to action, the beg for money to raise $1.5 million to spend in enemy media territory, or the enemy camp, if you will, to try to put some message out. I'm not really sure what it is. Biden's a bad guy. Vote for the Republicans going forward. But Ron Paul and Sam Bushman endorse Ammon Bundy for Idaho governor. And Ammon Bundy provided me ads, five of them. And Ammon Bundy provides an educational message tied directly to a clear solution-oriented call to action. We played three of them. Great stuff. Critical race theory, reject it, and vote for Ammon Bundy. Right? We're going down the road like Germany went. Look out, ladies and gentlemen. They're trying to use, quote, doctors and professionals to make you believe they're following the science, but what they're doing is bringing you down the road of tyranny. Reject that. Understand that. We don't want to go down the way of Germany, and vote for Ammon Bundy for governor, because I won't let you go there. All right? Great stuff. My Body, My Choice, talking about, look, they're murdering children under this My Body, My Choice, and that's their slogan for years. But now when it comes to the vaccines, what about My Body, My Choice? They've jettisoned it like you couldn't believe. But it is my body and should be my choice to take or not take an experimental. Did I say that again? Experimental vaccine. It should be your choice whether you agree or disagree with the vaccines. You should support people's choices. Ammon Bundy's saying reject that lack of choice. Understand that we should have agency and vote for me, Ammon Bundy. I'll make sure that you don't get abused like that. Great, great educational messages tied to a solutions-oriented clear call to action. I love it. Here's the next one from Ammon Bundy.
The CDC just reported that 7,218 people died after receiving a COVID-19 shot. Granted, vaccines are a complicated concoction of chemicals, and as with any medical experiment, it can take a long time to get it right. This is not the first time people have been hurt when vaccinated. What is different this time, and so concerning, is the reaction to these death numbers. Let me explain. In 1976, the government vaccinated 45 million people for swine flu. A total of 53 people died after getting that shot, and the U.S. government immediately halted the vaccination program. Why? Because authorities decided it was too much of a risk. Why would they halt the program back then for 53 deaths, but now, with over 7,000 deaths, they are using every method possible to force it on you? In fact, now the health authorities are using their power to silence anyone who dares to question the COVID vaccination. Why? Why is anyone that questions COVID silenced? Even doctors are being censored. What's up with that?
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, think about that for a minute. He then again doubles down to educational message. Back in 76, they tried this. Look how horrible it went, but they stopped the abuse because they realized that it was horrible. But ladies and gentlemen, let me be very clear. They stopped it then because of the abuse. Now they're not stopping it. And since that ad was cut now, some are saying, hey, if you go look at the virus database now, it's not 7,000. It's more like 20,000 dead. Think about that for a minute, folks. But it gets worse, because now there's a new VARS analysis report that's out saying over 150,000 Americans killed by COVID vaccines. And you can disagree with the analysis if you want to, but we're struggling to know what the real numbers even are, right? Even if you trust the VARS database at a base number, it's 20 grand. If you start to look into the analysis and find out how they're playing games with the numbers, it might be as many as 150,000. But we're talking about death. Now in 76, they backed off the vaccine and said, hey, whoa, wait. We've got a doctor's creed. First, do no harm. We can't continue with this. Nowadays, they're saying, if you even suggest we shouldn't continue, you're a terrorist. But Ammon Bundy says, hey, reject the mandated vaccines and vote for me for governor, because I'll change the game in my state if you let me. Clear educational message tied to solutions-oriented call to action. Here's the last one from Ammon Bundy.
If the COVID-19 shot is safe and effective, then why are 20% of healthcare workers refusing to get it? If the COVID-19 injection is safe and effective, then why is big tech silencing anyone who opposes it? If the COVID injection is safe and effective, then why is our federal government's reporting system recording over 14,000 deaths from the vaccine and an additional 650,000 plus serious adverse reactions? If the COVID shot is safe and effective, then why did Dr. Geert Vandenbosch, recognized as one of the world's chief vaccine experts, risk his entire career and his reputation to plead with the medical community to immediately halt all COVID-19 vaccinations, calling mass COVID vaccinations an uncontrollable monster? Doesn't sound very safe and effective. Maybe it's time to call a spade a spade. At no time in history have the people forcing others into compliance been the good guys.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
VoteBundy.com, ladies and gentlemen. All right? Now, I really want you to think about this, folks. I really do. Think about what Ammon Bundy's saying. All right? What is he saying? He's saying, look, if the vaccines are so safe and effective, why are all these realities the case? Right? Well, they're fair questions. But I have even more questions to add to Ammon Bundy's. I don't know if you know this, ladies and gentlemen, but now the FDA amended the, quote, emergency use authorization, EUA, if you will, to authorize Moderna and Pfizer's COVID-19 booster shots for all adults. Okay? Well, here's what I'm kind of stupid. I'm just not very smart, so help me, please. Please help me. The FDA amended the Emergency Use Authorization, EUA. Now, why did they amend that? Well, Sam, because they had to get the booster shots added to it. Yeah, but wait a minute now. I thought we went from emergency use vaccinations to now Moderna had a vaccine that was approved, safe, and effective. It wasn't under emergency status anymore. Remember, that's the reason that we should all take it, because it's not under emergency use authorization. It's not experimental anymore. It's recommended and it's approved. Well, if it's recommended and approved, why do we need to amend the emergency use authorization? All you got to do is give people the approved one, for heck's sakes. Not the emergency use authorization one. Both Moderna and Pfizer boosters are available under emergency use authorization. Why? Why? If we've got the vaccine, didn't they tell you in the news, Cameron, that they had the vaccine, the Moderna one, it was all safe and effective now? Well, why do we need the Moderna or Pfizer? I can't, maybe it was the Pfizer one. I can't remember which one, but one of them was supposedly approved beyond the emergency authorization status now, right? Isn't that what we're told? Well, then why do we got to modify the or amend the emergency use authorization for the boosters? See, so these add to the honest questions and the historical reality that Ammon Bundy points out. Never in history have the guys promoting force been the good guys. Now you would say, well, Sam, wait a minute. Now in the Civil War and the Revolutionary War, there was force used. I know, but it's really force in that case was used to repel another force. It wasn't used by choice of force, if that makes sense. All right. But it gets worse. So not only has the FDA amended the emergency use authorization for these boosters, which I don't understand why they'd have to do that. If we have a safe and effective approved vaccine on the market, just use that one. But no, they got to use the emergency authorization because, well, they don't know if it's safe or effective. And they admit it in that emergency use authorization. But here's the deal. Now, Disney's going hostile. Disney Cruises will now require passengers ages 5 and up to be vaccinated starting in January if you want to go on one of their cruises. You cool with that, Cameron? Okay, now, folks, you might say, Sam, I've already taken the vaccine. I don't care. Sam, I don't mind if they mandate vaccines. I think they're safe and effective and natural and necessary and needful and everything else. And, you know, I just respect you and want to disagree. That's fine. But here's the question. Whether you agree or not with something, whether you do or don't do something, do you agree with the right for people to have their own choice on the matter? See, I may not agree with your getting vaccinated. I might think you're foolish and I might not agree with you getting vaccinated, but I absolutely double down and support your right to go do that if you choose to. See, I support your right to get vaccinated just as much as I want you to support my right not to. It's about choice. It's about agency. Right? That's the deal. Right? Or at least that should be the deal. Anyway, I digress. Except for I want to support your right to get vaccinated or not to, as you think best. I trust you. All right, by the way, listen to this headline. Christmas now canceled over COVID surge in the most vaccinated region on the earth. Do you know what the most vaccinated region on the earth is, folks? Gibraltar. Gibraltar, the most vaccinated region on earth. Literally 100% vaccinated. 40%, quote, boosted, has now canceled Christmas. Yeah. They say they've got an exponential rise in cases. What do you think of that? Gibraltar, the most vaccinated nation, 100%, 40% boosted, has now canceled Christmas because they have a rise in cases they don't know what to do with. Are we allowed to admit that the vaccines failed to end the pandemic? Yet Gibraltar cancels Christmas? Celebrations amid what they call COVID spikes? Wow. Believe it or not, they say they're 119% vaccinated. Why are they more? Because they've had more than one shot and because they've had boosters. Everybody's had two doses. Many are on their third. And now they say we cannot have Christmas because, by golly, the spikes are just too out of control. They say, believe it or not, the spike cases now, well, the reason it's continuing is because you're having people in certain households giving it to one another. The statement said the public are called upon to exercise their own judgment. But yet, there you have it. They say the rise in cases is drastic. People need to get their booster shots to solve it, they go on and say. The government also tells people, wear masks. Wear masks. Avoid large gatherings. And maintain social distancing. Don't we kind of start to think it's not working? Can we admit that yet? Can we tell the truth yet? Not on Facebook and Twitter, but on Liberty Roundtable Live, you can. I'll tell you that right now. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully these 2 hours were educational and indeed entertaining. We appreciate all you. Without you, we wouldn't even be here. Spread the word. Donate liberally. LibertyRoundtable.com. We need all the support we can get. And we say to you, this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.